Tony is with us and has a question about brains. Hello, Tony.
Hello, sir. Well, I don't know what to think about this. I mean, a few years ago, they'd have said it was impossible to have given you a new heart, wouldn't they? But I just wondered if I'll ever be able to do anything with the brain as regards transplants. Are the various parts separate, like the memory and the so on? You know, the sort of coils to look at, like, you'd know how they fit together.
Indeed. So the big question being, if we were to try to transplant a piece of brain from one person into another, what would be the consequence? Well, actually, scientists have done this in a number of ways. In one instance, there was a complete head transplant done for a chimpanzee, where the brain and head from one animal was grafted onto the blood vessels of another recipient body. Now, that's all well and good in the sense that it keeps the brain alive because the blood supply is preserved, but what it does involve is severing the connection between the brain and the spinal cord, which is how all the information gets into and out of the brain, pretty much. And that means that the animal is destined to have no mobility and no ability to feel incoming information from the rest of its body. So scientists, if they were going to do head transplants, would have to surmount that one. But there are limited neuronal grafting and transplant studies being done because there are some neurological diseases, neurodegenerative diseases, which are associated with the death or loss of certain subclasses or groups of nerve cells in the brain. And so scientists have reasoned that if you're losing certain populations of cells from the brain, perhaps what we need to do is to put new cells back in into that bit of the brain, and perhaps they'll wire in and they can do the job that the cells that have been lost used to do. And a good example of this is Parkinson's disease, because we know that one specific group of cells that make the chemical dopamine get lost from the brain in this disease. And scientists have done a number of experiments where they go to fetal brain tissue, and you need fetal brain tissue because this seems to be critical, because the cells seem to have a more robust phenotype. They seem to survive better. And if you harvest those cells that are destined to become dopamine-producing nerve cells in fetuses, and you put those into the adult brain of an individual with Parkinson's disease, and you put them into the part of the brain that is lacking dopamine, in other words, is affected by the disease, the cells seem to have the ability to survive to a limited extent, and also wire themselves in to a limited extent, and produce dopamine to make up for the shortfall. So scientists are doing that with Huntington's disease, with Parkinson's disease. They are also looking at the disease Huntington's disease, which is another neurodegenerative disease, but is caused by the loss of a different class of nerve cells. So they're trying similar tricks there. So it's early days. The results have been mixed, but they do show promise. And so we think that there is a reason to be pursuing this anyway. But it's a good question. Thank you very much, Tony. This is The Naked Scientist. It's Chris Smith and it's Helen Scales. We're answering your science questions. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send us an email, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or Twitter at us. It's @nakedscientist.